Well, let me read to you just a second from my dissertation. I actually spent 10 years of my life working on my doctorate at Dallas Theological Seminary. And what I studied for 10 years and what I got my degree in, guess what it was? The book of Revelation. They said, you can get your degree in anything. I said, I want to get my degree in the book of Revelation, the 22 chapters and the 404 verses. So I wrote a dissertation. And I'll never forget my professor, that dear Dr. John Reed, that was my advisor for a decade. He said to me, you know what's going to happen to your dissertation? I said, no. He said, it's going to become a book in the sixth floor, lower level basement of Dallas Theological Seminary Library, where all the rest of them are, unless you do something with it. I said, what should I do? He said, well, turn your dissertation into a daily devotional. I said, really? So I'd like to read to you from the daily devotional that a team made out of my dissertation. And this is what it is. This section, page 168, and the name of the book is Living Hope for the End of Days, is about the church in Laodicea. It's about this. And this course right now is just kind of like an overview of what I spent 10 years studying. The Laodiceans were wealthy, self-sufficient, fashionable, worldly, and insecure. And then I go on and say, the Laodiceans were spiritually insensitive, and today's church by and large is in the same condition. Friends I went to with college told me they don't have Sunday evening church anymore because the world is running too fast. They can't generate enough excitement to get people to come. We can't generate excitement, but God can. We need to get people excited about reading and studying God's word. And so in this wealthy, commercial, peace-seeking, medically advanced city called Laodicea, Jesus gets their attention. How did he get their attention? Well, he did a diagnosis. He told them, see the slide, beware of self-induced spiritual blindness. Do you remember everything in Revelation is not new? Where does it say the warning to the Laodiceans? Peter, let me read to you what Peter wrote that Jesus was alluding to in Revelation. He said, if these things are in you and abound, 2 Peter 1:8, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, 2 Peter 1:9. But he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he's cleansed from his old sins. You see, when we got saved, we were forgiven and our eyes were open. But once we forget to see Christ and to focus on God, then we are blind.